The Mediterranean island of Malta attracts lots of tourists, but so far its music is hardly known outside the island.
Do you know this is? This
we'll
is
find even a mention of it in the rough guide
any good?
Of music.
You're
and you'll be pretty hard put to find anything Maltese in the record shops. Some of its music may have disappeared forever, but there's still tradition of a kind of singing they call Anna. Music journalist Michael Church went to hear some of Malta's top folk singers.
Now, this is what we're about to embark on. Malta's top folk singers. Okay. There we go. A little more exposition and then we're in. Actually broadcast on Radio 3.
I've been invited to a house in the southern village of Zeytun, where Anna's top singers and guitarists are running through some songs. Anna is Malta's unique style of folk song, and its most intriguing form, sung by men in high-pitched tones, was till recently thought to be all but extinct. It follows strict rules, yet the words have to be improvised. They can be anything from jokes and insults to love and nostalgia. The singers we're going to hear have very different day jobs. One's a dustman, the other's a cement contractor called Mikio Kumbo, who we're going to hear now.
Fascinating. I'll let fascinating. Working class people with their own music. Radio 3 must have been over the moon. A dustman. A dustman. It's marvellous.
Here we are in the house of Mikio Kumbo, nicknamed as Gay, because any Maltese singer or guitarist must have a nickname. This is a class of their own. And today we'll be listening first to our main guitarist.
Now bear in mind, Alice, this music nearly disappeared. Radio 3 rescued it.
It's very important, Spaniard, I think, to maintain
from Zeytun, and his son, Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we nearly lost this music. Oh, Alice saying, I like it. Right, Alice, you're listening to this then, but it's Alice's fault. I like it. The fella has been plainly having a few pre-broadcast cocktails. That's all there is to it. He's improvising this. Honestly, you drive, talk about drive
she's
you out of the restaurant.
Something different coming in her headphones, I think.
And you must
no,
have.
I,
the fella's going,
help me! Yeah, okay, I don't like that so much.
That's
but
what it is. Listen, no, listen. Help me! I know your chronic love of the downtrodden,
no,
but
no,
that music should be so far trodden down, Radio 3 should be ashamed of themselves for ever digging it back up
again. I know you're going to attack me as soon as I say this, but I think there is a poignancy in it. You make me think. No,
I know what you mean. It brings tears to your eyes.
Ghost herds on hills.
It's
go.
Not.
And that I'm drinking.
What's that?
On the Greek islands. Back with the ants again.
If you walked into a bar and that was on.
Imagine you're laying by the pool. You're laying by the pool. And all of a sudden behind you. Huh? Hang on, this wasn't in the brochure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing this all night. There we go. A little more. And listen to the Eric Clapton there. I mean, there's nothing going on there either. Hang on. You know what it is, Al? Radio 3 have walked over, they found this old boy laying in the street, and they said, do you think that's a kind of music? And they've all come out and said, yeah, it's a kind of music. It's called, Anna, what is it? And they said, Anna, really? Anna, and it's improvised. It can be anything from insults to jokes, and they make it up as they go along, and it's only sung by men in high-pitched voices.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I don't think something like that would work in a bar or around a swimming pool, but seriously, I think you'd want to hear it out in the hills, or you'd want to hear it around a campfire or something like that. And echoing on the night air, and then I think...
Echoing on the night air? What did you grow up in a bar with Cartland novel?
Yeah, maybe. Not bad.
The only thing I'd like to hear, actually, would be the translation.
Well,
what he's actually saying.
They say afterwards, what was it about? And he said he was saying, welcome to my barber shop, etc., etc.
You know. Oh, maybe not.
Welcome to my barber shop, baby.